top of that nun vav amrauf now. Haboy mimokim tomi comes out from the aver from the mokim atuma. That's where the zav comes out. That's metamim. Is there any din isn't the sora to say she ate tamein that it should be tomi? So what do we need a pasuk for? Pshita that the meiraglaim should be tomi of the zav. Samora says no. Dam hayoytze mitu yom yechiach. Let's look if dam of blood comes out from the zaver of the zav, that the dam is tor, the dam is not tomei. Even though shabomi mokim tomei comes out of a mokim tomei, comes out of the yaver, the tor still is tor. So the chura after you also at the time did not wonder out there about this, that shafo pi shabomi mokim tomei, even though it comes from mokim tumor, even though the meiraglam comes out from the yaver, that yiyator, maybe in Svar I would have said to say that the meiraglam should also be tor, just like a dam that comes out of the yaver is tor. On this Talmudim, the pasuk says no, zoy ve'tomei, and it says the word v'zois, is l'rabbis comes to include, me'mi raglov l'tuma, that the name raglov tak is tomei. And now the more taka says, dam ha'yoytse mipi yomo, minolon d'tor, how do we know taka this halacha, that the dam comes out from the aver of the zav, that dam is tor, the tanya would learn like this. Yochel, I would have thought to say that yehei dam ha-yoytze mi-piv, if the dam comes out from the mouth, from the throat of his zav, or else mi-pi yomo, or else if the dam comes out from his aver of his zav while he's tomei, I would have thought to say tomei, and that you also have a loch like an ava tumo, just like the zav that's tomei, just like the roit is tomei, who adin dam that comes out from the mouth or from the aver should also be an ava tumo. But this Talmud lo imenu, the first that comes to teach and says, Zoy vei tomei hu. Tzadik is hu tomei, v'yein dam ha-yetzi mi-piv, v'mi-pi yomo tomei. It's a lotion of Zoy vei hu, says Zoy vei tomei hu, Tzadik was again only the zav is tomei, but not the dam that's yetzi, not from the piv, and not from the yomo. Rad elu tor, it remains tor. The other more says, so v'yepach ha-no, why don't I change around the drushes? Like Rashi says, why don't I say this maybe? V'zois is l'rabbis dam. And it says the word v'hu, maybe it's loitz meraglaim. How do we know to say meraglaim? Yes, maybe the opposite way. Because more v'yepech ano. It's more so, no'om rabbi yechna mishum mishum ben yechoi. Dum yud reik. It has to be done to reik. That ma reik, just like the spit, shem is agel, it comes together first, it gathers together first in the body before it comes out. V'yotze, then it comes out. Is av kol shem is agel v'yotze, anything that gathers together first in the body and then it comes out, that has a tumas mayim, that's tumah, it comes out of the zav. So yotze dam, it goes out blood, shem is agel v'yotze, it does not gather together first in the body, but rather just drips out, drip after drip, that's all. So if a dam is not tummy. For our reformers question, v'arei cholov shebisha, I the milk of an isha, shem is agav yetzi, gathers together first in the breast and then it comes out. And still, v'yomamah, we learned before that cholov shebisha matam tumas mashkin, that the milk that comes out of an isha, it's a zovo, it only has a tumas mashkin, it's like a rishon tumah, that's all. So the ik is tumas mashkin, it has tumas mashkin, that's all. Avoloi tumach amur, but does not have tumach amura. It's not like a mayan. Question is, why not? I cholov isha is misagav v'yetzi, gathers together and goes out, should have a tumas mayan also. Samura says, rather, Elom Rab Yechna Mishum Mishum Ben Yechoi. Doom you the rock with this, the D, because that's to be doimed the rake, it's doimed to the spit. That ma rake, just like the spit in the side of the eight, so true, it gathers together and comes out. For choyze v'nivla, but if you don't spit it out, it's choyze v'nivla. It goes back into the body. Is av kol anything else, shem misag of yetz, it's true, before it comes out, it gathers together. But if it does not come out, it's choyze v'nivla, it goes back into the body. So yotzadah mashenkein blood that comes out through the aver or through the mouth, shein the masag of yetz, it does not gather together first in the body, it just drips right out, therefore it's tor. Yotzah cholo shabisha, goes out the milk in the breast of an isham, shafo pisha masag of yetz, even if it gathers together first and then it comes out, but ein achayz of a nivla, once it comes into the breast, it doesn't go back into the body anymore. So if it's not daima to roik, it's not daima to a mayim. So therefore, Reikoi and Meine Raglayin tak is Tamei, Mashen Kein Dam and Cholavish is Tor. It's only a Rishna Tumas Mashkin. Now the Gemara asks, "V'nei lef mizoyvo, what do I announce from mizoyvoi? That ma zoyvoi shein the mesag of yitzah, just like the zav itself, is not mesag, doesn't get together first, does not gather together first, v'yitzah and go around mistamei, is af kol who would anything that comes out of the body, maybe it's tam, even though it's not mesagil." Omar Rav, Rav says, no, mizoyvo lekele, we cannot learn out from the word mizoyvo, from the zav itself. Why? Because there's a special svara shekein gurum tumah acherim. We know why the zav itself that comes out of the body is an avatumah, because it causes the person to become tummy. Therefore, it's a mechomah dikalocha. Therefore, it's tummy. But einachanami cholavisha dam. You cannot learn that from zayv. Therefore, the cholavisha the dam that takum is tor. It's not tummy machum is a mayim. Just when it has a loch of a mashkin, it has tumas mashkin on it. Then the Mishnah says, "Via sheretz that a sheretz also is only tomei lach and not yovish." Omer Resh Lakish, sheretz sheyovash, you have a sheretz that dried out, but for shoulder kayemis, the form is still in it's intact. It wasn't touched. It's still the form of a regular sheretz. Lach was tomei. Aivor nantanan. Now Mishnah says, "Metamei lach and yei metamei yveishim." It's only tomei when the sheretz is lach, fresh, and now when it's dried out. Omer Zeru Lakasha, hold the kulan. Resh Lakish told me with the whole sheretz is there, the whole form is there, then it's tummy even though it's dried out. Hold the mixas, now Mishnah that says only when it's lach means only a mixas of the sheretz is there, not the whole sheretz. So therefore, since the whole sheretz is not there, it's not tummy when it's spread out, it's not tummy if it's yavish. But if you have the whole sheretz and the shoulders kayem, it will be tummy even though it's dried out. Tatani will learn like this. Omer Rav Yitzchak Rabbi Bisna, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Tosik says, Bohem. So, yochol bekulam, any type of a sheretz is tamei. Trashi b'shekol l'sholom, when the whole thing is tamei. I feel yavish. A tamarim says mehem from them. Ima mehem, yochol mitzos, even a part of it is tamei, part of a sheretz, not the whole thing. Tamarim says behem, you have to have the whole sheretz. So, Stephen the psukim, is it bohem, or is it mehem? Do you have to have the whole sheretz, even part of the sheretz? So Moses says, like Kate said, how do we have both Rosh? It's like this. Kan bala, kan be yavish. If the sheretz is still alive, then it'll be tomei, even though it's, then it'll be tomei, even though it's only partially a part of it. But if the whole thing is kayim, it'll be tomei, even if it's yavish. Omar Rova, hani zvugi de mechuza. It's not a type of a Rosh's poet, a type of a sheretz in mechuza. Kisholden kayamas, when the whole form is still kayim, shino tameim, it's like a tummy, even though it's dried out, still will be tummy. For Yom Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish says like this, what's going to be sheretz shenisraf? You have a sheretz that was burnt, but for shoulder kayamas, the whole form is there, the form is not affected. So like again, tummy, it is aloha, as long as the whole sheretz is there, it's tummy. Maitzva have a question, it says, nimtza sheretz surf, you find a burnt up sheretz, agabi is asim on top of olives, v'chein matlet, the same thing, a towel, hamuhumon, that was also used up already, Rashi says, beluyiv, and the kev was rotten away, is Torah. These two things are Torah. The sheretz and the matlet, the towel, the clothing that was coming from before, when it gets ruined, it becomes Torah. Shekol ha-tineyes, kishas, mitzios, any time you find, you go bust the way you found it. And since now the way we found the sheretz is burnt up already, agabi is zaysim, so we say the zaysim is tor. We do not say that the sheretz went on it before it was burnt up, or rather we say the way it is now, that's the way it was before, that the zayis is tor. So the question is why? Irish Lakish says the sheretz that was burnt up is tamei. When does the Shlokas say when the old sheretz's kaim wasn't affected? Then it's tamei. But here we're talking about we only found the mixes of the sheretz burnt up on the zaysim. Therefore it's tor. The tiny law like this, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Mishum Rav Shem Ben Yechoi. For him, the Pasuk says, Yochol Bekul, maybe you have to have the whole sheretz there. Tamarim, it says, no, Mehem, part of the sheretz is enough to give left Tumrah. E Mehem, Yochol Bekul, only even part of it is enough. Tamarim, it says, no, Bohem, you need the whole sheretz. So it's a theory again, okay, so how's it come out? Kan Besarov, Kan Meshenesarov. If it's burnt up, in a chanami, then you have to, Kan Besarov. Then you have to have the whole sheretz kind. If it's not burnt up, like it's lach, then even mikzas is tummy. The other Mishnah says, mitamim lachim, that the zav also is only tummy when it's lach, not when it's yavish. Zav, how do we know this? So the person says, roar bibsaroi, it has to drip out, mashmit has to be lach. Keichoi v'nei abroiku, it's spit, or comes out of nose, or the phlegm. The Chassidut says, kiyora kazav, means kein roik. It has to be like it first comes out, spit, it's still fresh, and not when it's dried out. Sheretz, how do we know? B'moisamam rachman, it means kein mis, it has to be the same way it was when it died, just like when it died, it was like fresh, it was not dried out. That's the way Sheretz has its tumah. Shichva zera, how do we know? Horuya lazri, it has to be fit to be mazriya, to make an isha pregnant. That's only when it's lach, not when it's dried out. Nevela, how do we know a dead animal? The Chassidut says, ki yomus, also with dashin, kein misa. Nevela only has a tumah when it's kein misa, not afterwards. In Yechodon Lahashris, the Mishnah says, even though they dried out now, but they could soak them again, and they could become soft again, then they would have the tumah. Boy Reb Yirmiyah, these 24 hours that you soak it, does have to be in lukewarm water from the beginning until the end? Or do maybe tchilos, it's not just the beginning was lukewarm. Even though Shane said at the end it's not lukewarm. So Torah Shema, the time you learn like this. Kamhi Shriyosan, how long does it have to be soaking the poshim in soft and lukewarm water? Yudah ben Nakusi Oimer Meis Leis. A complete ACS, Tchilos, Afapi, Shane Service is clearly that as long as the beginning was lukewarm, even though at the end it was not lukewarm, still it's a good test. No, it has to be lukewarm water from the beginning until the end. It has to be poishrim mitchila v'yatzayf. So this is a machlokes, whether it has to be poishrim mitchila v'yatzayf or not. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Boser Hameis. He holds that's tomei only when it's flach and not when it's yavish. Omer Shmuel. Tor miletame b'kazayis. That's what Yossi holds that Boser Hameis if it's yavish. It's Torah Metamah Medina the Kazayas of a mace. Ava Metamah Tumas Rekha, the Tumas Rekha we would have. That's dried out meat that gets disintegrated right in the way. That's Nushia Brekhev, which is Mole Tarabad Rush as a spoonful. It's more than a Kazayas. Taninamihoch, learn like this also. Taninamihochi. We have Yaisi Yoimam. Boser Hamesh Yavish, you have the flesh of a mace that dried out. She can't soak it in lukewarm water, blaster, come back, come I show you the way it was before. So Tor, here's a grace of sheet, it's Tor, the time of Tumma Bekazayas. It has no Tumma of flesh of a Tumma Smeis Bekazayas. But you should even come to Rabbi Yossi, Ava Tome, Tumma Srekib. A Tumma Srekib would have, it's not worse than disintegrated mace, flesh of a mace, that has this Tumma, or has this Tumma, or Rekib. And that would be the sheer Mole Tarbor, a spoonful. Now the Mishnah says, "Hasheret shenim sheba movui." If you have a movui, that's like an alleyway, a street, and you find the sherets, they're dead sherets. So locheris mitame lomafreya. Whoever walked down that movui becomes tamei. We say for sure, like he touched the sherets all the way back. Achiyema bedakti as the movui as there until the person, the people living there, have a right to say they checked out this movui and they know. Like at least from the beginning of the week, for sure the sheretz was not there. The lo yehoye by sheretz until they could say clearly there was no sheretz. Or else oyat shas kibu the rest last time, like when the people came to clean the movi. Either one is enough. So the law is like this because this movi is considered like a rishus hayochid, and we know the klal is sofik tum of rishus hayochid is tamei. So if you know the sheretz was there, it's a sofik. If you touch to the night, you become tamei. So if you find the sheretz there now at the end of the week, so we say the sheretz was there up until the last time either you checked it out or else you cleaned out the movi. So the last time you checked it out or cleaned it in the chami, from then on, like from before that, it was not there. But after you're checking, after you're cleaning, we say the sheretz came then, and from then until now, whoever walked down this movi is tamei. Then the Mishnah says, v'chein kesem, the same thing you find the blood stain. Shenimtza b'choluk. If an isha finds a bloodstain on her underwear, so we say that bloodstain is tamei dam nidus. So matama l'mafreya, as we say, this isha was a nidus. She's tamei is matama l'mafreya. Chiyem until she could tell us, but akti es acholik azeh until the last time she knows for sure. She checked her underwear. She checked the clothing. So like she sees dam today. Now, when did the dam come on the clothing? She doesn't know. Until the last time she checked the clothing, if she first checked it 3 days ago, so these last 3 days, we say now she's a Tumas, she has Tumas Nidir on her. And therefore, any Tyrus that she touched becomes Tumay. And that, until she could tell us that she has a Badaki, it's a Holocaust, there's no Kesem there. Or else, Oy Achas Hakibus, until she could tell us last time she washed the clothing. So we know, like, from before that, the dam was not there. The dam first came after that. Now, umetama ben lach ben yovish. In other words, whether the kesem now is dried or whether it's lach, still we say it's tamil amafreya. She's tamil all the way until the last time she checked herself. Rabbi Shimon says like this. Rabbi Shimon, I know, ha yovish tak is metamil amafreya. True. If the kesem is dry now, so we say it came since the last time she checked herself, it was there. But the alach, let's say it's still fresh now, any matame can't be tummy back la mafreya eloat shas until the time she yoch lach sablias lach until it can still be lach. Like Lamosha, let's say she checked the clothing first 4 days ago. Now, if the dam came out 4 days ago, right after the checking, it should have dried up by then. Let's say it only stays lach for 2 days. So therefore, if we find it now 4 days later and still lach, we say she's only tummy the last 2 days. Like we have a right to say it came out 2 days ago, and that's why now it's still lach. Because if it came out before that, more than 2 days ago, it should have dried up. So how come now it's still lach? So therefore, even though she only checked the beggars 4 days ago, we only say she's tummy since the last time that it could have still been lach. It was since the last time it could have come out and still be lach now. Now the Gemara says, Yiboylu, I have a question like this. Atshaf kibud. After the Mishnah says last time the Movi was checked out, was cleaned. That's Becheskas Bodu that we say the Sheres was not there from before. What's the Pshat? Is the Pshat is Cheskasa Bodu that we say he Zicha checked it out? I do me Cheskasa Miskabe, that's also enough to say that they clean it out, they clean it. And when they clean it, for sure they found little Shrotsim there. We might ask him, what should be the difference? The yom of the person says, COVID, v'lay bodik, I cleaned it out, but I did not bedavka check it out for the shrotzim. The cleaner said like this, siyam, if you tell me now. The yom of the person says, COVID, v'lay bodik, that I checked out the movi, but I cleaned the movi, but I did not check out for shrotzim. Siyam, if you tell me now, Pshan, the Mishnah is, Ches kosai bodik and the mal, when they clean, they for sure check out for the shrotz, and that's why they would have found it, so it came after that. If so, over here, holei bodik, the person said clearly, he did not check for the shrotzim. So then we'll have to say, it's tummy all the way back to Mafreya. But Yam, if you tell me no, ches kosai mischab, it's enough to say when people clean the movi minastam, they find all shrotzim there. So it's so hard mischab, over here the person cleaned the movi. So therefore, it would not be Tamil Mafreya from before he cleaned it. Rosemore said